The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
.com.
.com.
I don't want to do it. Okay. I can't.
That's okay. Just relax. Just think about the theme of the show and what we discussed at the start. No pressure. Take your time.
Welcome to the Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
Challenging you to increase your confidence and self-esteem.
Introducing your host, James Blundell.
Using everyday life to help you with your confidence and your self-esteem and to really define what you believe and what you don't when you are being personally attacked. How you doing? Thanks for tuning in for another episode. It relates to this episode, a podcast. Episode that I saw a little clip of that was on TikTok, where I don't know who the guy is. I'm guessing he is described by a lot of people as an influencer. Maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong. Because I think he's got quite a following. I wouldn't describe him as an influencer because he's most certainly not influencing me because I have no idea who he is or what he does. But he was talking about the fact that the feminists, there was no feminists to be seen on the Titanic. No one was saying equal opportunities then. They were all letting the women and children go first, and all the men had to hang around and deal with the issue. And they also said the fight in Ukraine, all the Ukrainian males have had to hang around and fight, and all the females have fled to the country and are partying in Warsaw and Prague. And he was just saying about the fact that traditionally men have always ruled. And it's only a group of feminists now that are trying to, get this balanced. So it's 50-50. And he said it's just not realistic. And anyway, I wrote a comment on, because I just thought, when you're finding things to support your arguments, of course you're going to be right, because you're finding things to support your arguments. You're not actually looking at the whole perspective in general. And because he was being interviewed, you're not actually getting, it wasn't a debate. You're just getting him giving his opinion. He has the microphone and everyone else listens. And you see it more and more in social media. And I wrote a comment that said something along the lines of, he was wearing sunglasses, to saying, I've never trusted somebody who wears sunglasses indoors. Somebody wrote back to say, I've never trusted anyone who has a profile picture like you. It's now not so bad. Wearing sunglasses indoors is now not so bad, is it, James? And so I thought, okay, so by me making a comment on someone else, which wasn't particularly positive, this person's made a comment about me, which I'm guessing is not meant to be positive. And of course, then the situation is, well, how do I reply? And do I reply? And this is where confidence and self-esteem comes into its own. So there are, I guess three things I could do here. I could make it personal, and therefore, because he's personally attacked me, I could turn it around and argue back. I could agree with him and somehow try and smooth things out. Actually, there's four things I could do. The first thing is argue back with him, make it personal, start arguing back. The second thing is I could defuse the scenario by justifying what I was saying and what I was saying in the way I was saying it. The third thing I could do is diffuse the thing by apologizing, etc., etc. And the fourth thing I could do is just not reply at all. This is TikTok. I don't know the person. I'm never going to meet them. I assume that person doesn't live in my town and I'm never going to bump into them. No idea who they are. Haven't even bothered looking. But from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, depending where you are would depend on your scale or your appetite for getting into this. I personally let me give you my reply. Let me give you my my opinion on this whole thing to start with then. First about the whole sexism thing. I believe in a very simplistic and to the point way that yes, historically males have always ruled the world. And actually I was listening to something else quite recently that says maybe there was whole civilizations that were ran by women, and actually we don't know who they are. They've just never even been recorded in history because they didn't last too long, because etc., etc., right? Yeah, maybe you're right. When you are in a place where the main survival of your community or civilization or whatever you is down to fighting, it's down to physical brute strength and force, then yes, by definition, males always made the better leader. However, nowadays it's a completely different scenario. Most places in the world do not fight physically. They do not battle to get through day to day with violence. The average person now in the US spends most of their time probably looking at a mobile phone or computer. And when you then look at it from that point of view, yeah, I get it. On the Titanic, it was women and children first and all this. No, I don't get that, by the way. I get why you would. It's the gentleman thing to do. I get why a couple of hundred years ago, or even 100 years ago, men were sent to fight and the women stayed behind. And ultimately, the men became the leaders and the dominant forces and the women didn't. But nowadays, you know, when you look at things like transgender discussions and gender fluid people, and they can get away with these things because they can easily put themselves in a position where their life is sat in their own living room. You've got your computer, you can work from home, you can have things delivered to your house, takeouts and you know, your shopping, your supplies. You are in a place where you can go to, a gym at certain times of the day where it's quiet. You can find bars and restaurants which are open to people of all identities and faiths, and you know, welcome them, and all these things make it very easy to be in a place where gender identity becomes less of an issue with compared to someone's mind, someone's brain. Because from a mental capacity point of view, from an intelligence point of view, pretty confident male and females are pretty equal. And, you know, I don't know, maybe one is slightly more than the other, and I don't know which way around it is, but from that point of view, you can get away with that in life nowadays. So, you know, when this guy had this pretty narrow-minded opinion of you know, he's saying we're all the feminists nowadays, and you got to accept that, you know, the males rule the world and feminism needs to be put in its place. I'm just thinking, yeah, I mean, you know, anyone could argue that what you're going to do on the front line, you know, in World War II, stick a load of women in there, they wouldn't last 5 minutes. Yeah, maybe, you're right. But actually, that's just one very specific argument and completely irrelevant to today's society. So that's the way I feel about that. And because he, again, because it goes back to these people that are backing up their own argument with their own topics and their own subjects, and people are not holding them accountable and holding them to task on that, very easy that your opinion just becomes, it makes sense what you're saying, when, you know, the reality is, I don't think it is in this instance. So that was my point of just saying that I don't know who he is, don't really care, think he's quite shallow-minded, his whole lookout on life, or on this subject at least, not on life, don't know his opinion on anything else in life. But his opinions to me seemed quite narrow-minded because of that. So that was my comment, just saying, you know, don't trust anyone who wears sunglasses indoors. Now, you know, do I as a human being not trust every person in the world who wears sunglasses indoors? Of course I don't, or do, or whatever the phrase is. I don't, if someone's wearing sunglasses indoors, I don't really care, nor do I not trust them any more than the next person. It was just a flippant remark based at this person who is very opinionated on a certain subject. And then somebody else comes along and makes it personal about me. So, as I said, where do we go with this from a confidence and self-esteem point of view? Four things I could do. One, ignore it completely and not even respond. Two, go make it personal about him and start having an argument. And three and four, doing something in between. You know, one end of the spectrum, ignore it. The other end, argue back and square up to him. And then the other two things, one, either try and argue back with some specific point regarding the same topic, or two, shield myself slightly by replying with more of a generic reply that basically just says, okay, I take it back, I'm sorry. So from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, I'm happy to do nothing. I'm happy not to reply to him at all. I actually did, and it may come on now, reply with this. You may hear it in the background for a few seconds. I don't know, really know what's happening here. Where we just last heard me, today's 24 hours later. I think I clicked on the TikTok video which paused the recording, and you missed the ending of this podcast. So I'm going to carry on where I left off if I can, if that's possible. I literally went to upload it last night and then just realised there was something wrong because the ending was missing. And anyway, so what happened was I decided I was going to reply. So for no other reason than why not? But this is... I've just noticed. I only thought it was when you go on TikTok. This is now the third recording of this particular episode. Hey, again, this is life. Nothing gets hidden. This is real life. This is what happens in life with your confidence and self-esteem. I screenshotted my replies, hoping that that would work because the TikTok video cuts out the recording. Turns out absolutely anything and everything cuts out the recording. So this is the deal. I replied along the lines of, so he said something along the lines of, I've always been suspicious of, so I've said I've always been suspicious of somebody who wears glasses indoors. This random person applied to say, I'm always suspicious of person of someone who has blah 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 in their profile picture, which refers to me holding a pint of Guinness. Wearing glasses indoors doesn't seem so bad now, does it, James? To which I've then replied, "Not really connected, is it? My opinion of someone else shouldn't change because of a third person's opinion of me." And that's where I am with this whole thing. Like, what is your... You've personally attacked me, or personally aimed your comments towards your opinion of me, which is actually nothing to do with the opinion I have of someone else, and nor should that change. Yes, my opinion of that person may change with somebody bringing something else to the table. So in this instance, somebody's written, I think he's got struggles with daylight or bright lights because of an injury he picked up fighting. Fair enough. That now puts things more in perspective. The guy's very confident. The guy's very opinionated. It puts it slightly more in perspective. But the point being, as somebody who is always thinking about their confidence and self-esteem and trying to, you know, use it in everyday life and review it in everyday life, the question is, if I was struggling with my confidence and self-esteem, then there is a good chance that maybe I would take that personally and start arguing back. It's that simple. If I am fully comfortable with the decision I've made or the comment I've written, then I can ignore the reply, the personal dig at myself. And it just got me thinking that, well, am I fully comfortable with this person? Do I feel I need to do something? I felt I didn't need to do something. I didn't feel I've got to defend myself or justify my comments. However, I did think I could be the bigger person here if I keep it quite broad. Arguably, I'm not the bigger person because I've attacked someone myself with my comments. The point of all of this, and it's something I now need to draw to a conclusion, is if you find yourself being in a place where you're taking it to heart, the comments of somebody you've never ever heard of or met before, then maybe your confidence and self-esteem is not in a place where either you should be writing that sort of thing in the first place, or posting or advertising to the world, whatever you're doing. Because you are, by definition, when you're sharing your story, your photographs, your videos, whatever it is, with the world, then you need to be open to the fact that other people are going to have opinions on that, which are maybe not in line with what you believe. And you've got to accept that. That's part of it. And if you're not comfortable with that, and if you don't feel comfortable with that, then maybe you just need to think a bit more carefully about what you post and who sees it. And, there are lots of stories I hear in the news about, I've heard it with a pop star who literally just came off of all social media because just the personal abuse they were getting was just, you know, so extreme they couldn't handle it. And I've also heard it of professional footballers who they come off the pitch and the first thing they do is get out of their phones and look at what people have said about them on social media. And again, when you get into, does it really matter? I mean, it does. Yes, it matters. I guess if your 30,000 fans are paying to watch you and you're not performing, yeah, you should know about that to a certain degree. You should be aware of it. But actually, the people that count is your coach and your teammates, and it's their opinion, that makes a difference. And therefore, again, if you're getting to the stage where you're putting yourself in the limelight and then having to go through and read what people think about you and then having to think about how you reply to them or whether you should be doing things differently, then maybe your confidence and self-esteem is not at a place where you should be subjecting yourself to that, or even subjecting yourself to that by putting content out there in the first place, or even if you are putting content out there, being careful about how you go about reading it, because maybe you just shouldn't. Maybe you should enlist the support of a friend who reads them for you and can paraphrase or summarize. Or, you know, if you're getting a lot of content out there, maybe you need to find yourself a social media manager. That was all. Sorry, this episode is so spread out and broken up. And again, am I sorry? Yeah, I'm sorry. Could have condensed it far shorter. Am I embarrassed of it? Nope. You're getting me as I am. You're getting the confidence and self-esteem as it is. And that's what a lot of you tell me you like. And I'm sure that's what a lot of you also don't like. So there it is. That's the way it is. Have a fantastic day. If you want to discuss this in more detail, then get in touch. Goodbye.
Contact the show
by emailing James at theconfidenceandselfesteempodcast.com
or on Twitter at Blundell_James.